This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. Friday to Epiphany A. First posted January 21st, 2011. Podcast, Friday to Epiphany Matthew 4:12-23. Jesus' ministry begins. Paraphrase, Jesus had been baptized by John the Baptizer and had been tested in the wilderness for 40 days. Then, after John had been arrested by Herod Antipas, Luke 3:19, Jesus left Nazareth and dwelt in Capernaum, on the western shore of the Sea of Galilee, in Galilee, the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, fulfilling the prophecy of Isaiah 9:1-2, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. Toward the sea, across the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who sat in darkness have seen a great light, and for those who sat in the region of the shadow of death, light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to preach, calling the people to repent because the kingdom of heaven was imminent. As Jesus walked on the shore of the sea, he saw Simon Peter and Andrew fishing with a net on the shore and invited them to follow him and become fishers of men. They immediately left their net and followed Jesus. Further on, Jesus saw James and John, the sons of Zebedee, with their father, mending their nets. Jesus called them and they immediately left their father, the boat and the nets, and followed Jesus. Jesus began traveling throughout Galilee and teaching in the synagogues, preaching the gospel of God's kingdom, and healing every disease and disability. Commentary, according to Luke's gospel, Jesus was not well received in his hometown, Nazareth, Luke 4:16-31, and was virtually thrown out, so he moved to Capernaum. In Capernaum he called Peter, Andrew, James and John, commercial fishermen. They were making a living fishing, but at Jesus' invitation, they left their jobs and the tools of their trade and followed Jesus, learning to become fishers of men. John the Baptizer had preached repentance, returning from disobedience to faith in God, in order to prepare for the coming Messiah, Christ. Both words mean anointed in Hebrew and Greek, i.e. God's anointed eternal Savior and King. When Jesus began his ministry, John's role was completed. John was imprisoned and later beheaded, Matthew 14:3-12. Jesus continued John's call to repentance, announcing that God's kingdom was coming in Jesus. Jesus preached the gospel of God's plan of salvation from sin, disobedience of God's word, and eternal condemnation, which is the consequence of sin, Romans 3:23, 6:23, 1 John 1:8-10, see God's plan of salvation, sidebar, top right. Jesus' healing miracles were to reveal who Jesus was, and to demonstrate that Jesus can also heal spiritually. Jesus' resurrection from physical death to eternal life demonstrates the reality of existence beyond physical death, and the promise of eternal life in him. Jesus is the light of God's righteousness in a world of spiritual darkness, John 3:16-21. Jesus is the light of divine wisdom and knowledge in a world of spiritual ignorance and foolishness, 1 Corinthians 1:17-25, 2:1-8, John 1:9. Jesus is the light of eternal life, John 1:4-5, 9, 8-12, in a spiritually dying world. Jesus used the imagery of fishing with a net to illustrate the fulfillment of the kingdom of heaven, Matthew 14:47-50, at the end of this age. At that time, the angels of God will gather all who have ever lived, and they will be accountable to the Lord for what they have done in this life, Matthew 25:31-46, like net fishermen fill their nets and then toss out what is bad and keep the good. Until then, fishing for men is more like fishing with bait and hook. The gospel is the bait, and it must be presented fully and honestly, but attractively to be received so that people will come to it and want to stay. When we answer the call of the gospel in Jesus Christ, we must leave the worldly life we had in order to follow Jesus, but when we do, he will show us and teach us a better life. We are called to be his disciples, to learn the gospel by first-hand personal experience with Jesus, through the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit, which only Jesus gives, John 1:31-34, only to his disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. Then we are to carry on Jesus' ministry to preach repentance and healing to the sinful and spiritually dying world. At the end of the age, or the end of our lives, repentance and restoration will no longer be an option. In that day, our eternal destinies will be forever fixed. Is Jesus your Lord? Matthew 7:21-23, Luke 6:46. Are you Jesus' disciple? John 8:31. Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? John 14:21. Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14.